Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Isaiah, the 45th chapter. And verse 11. Isaiah, the 45th chapter, verse 11. Amen. That's a lot of scriptures to read, so just look through a lot of scriptures. So get your Bibles ready, a paper and pen, and let's get into God's word. Isaiah 45, verse 11. Yes.
Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me.
Amen. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I wanted to underline that word, concerning the work of my hands, command me. Concerning the work of my hands, I can't hear you. Concerning the work of my hands, command me. I want to entitle the message, place it all in God's hand. Look at somebody and say, place it all in God's hand. That is prayer, isn't it? Place it all in God's hand, for there is power in his hand. I mean, if you believe that, the saints of God in the earlier years would say something very simple, but something very profound. If a child of God, if somebody came for with a burden, with an anxiety, with a health issue, with a struggle, with a stress, something that's bothering them, the man of God would say a simple word, why don't you place it all into the hands of Jesus? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so if you've been to a Pentecostal church maybe 10 years back, 20 years back, you would find the statement coming forth from servants of God. Every time somebody came with a problem, they would say, have you placed it in the hands of Jesus? Have you given it into the hands of Jesus? And this evening I want to ask you, whatever you're struggling with, have you given it into the hands of Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at somebody and say, give it all or place it all in God's hand. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 45 in verse 11 says, concerning the work of my hands, command me. In other words, what God is saying is, you have the right to commission me about the work of my hands. And many a time the church is ignorant the power of prayer, where they can actually commission, or they can actually say to the Lord, Lord, I'm asking you, do this, do the work of your hands in my life. Amen. Acts chapter 11, verse 21. Open your mouth and say, Acts 11, 21. Look at that scripture very fast. Acts chapter 11, verse 21. Look at the early church.
And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
Amen. The hand of the Lord was with them, and they began to increase, and they began to turn to the Lord. Early church, the hand of the Lord was upon. How many of you would like the Lord's hand to be upon you? The Lord's hand to be upon you. Before I speak the final word of blessing this evening, I pray that the hand of the Lord will come upon you. Not man's hands, hallelujah. Not some joker's hand. The hand of Jesus Christ. The nail-pierced hands of Jesus Christ to come upon you. Amen. The Bible says here, they began to increase, and many more were added into the numbers, because the hand of the Lord was upon them. Let me tell you, an increase is coming your way when the hand of the Lord is upon you. There shall be an increase of souls in this church. There shall be seats being filled by, hallelujah, people who will be hungry for Jesus Christ. There shall be an increase of souls that will come into the kingdom of God. There shall not only be an increase of souls, there shall be an increase of every blessing of God in your life, because the hand of God commanding the Lord about the work of his hands. If you say, Lord, I commission you, I am asking you, let the work of your hands be revealed in my life, every good thing will increase in your life. Let there be a multiplication of God's grace, a multiplication of health, a multiplication of blessing that comes from Jesus Christ, because the hand of God comes upon you. Would you put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus this evening? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The hand of the Lord brings an increase of the fruit of the Spirit, an increase of the gifts of the Spirit. You want to see increase in your life? If everything in your life that is godly seems to be diminishing, this is a good evening to say this prayer. Lord, I want to know the works that concern your hand, and I'm asking you, I'm commissioning you, I'm giving you the liberty, I'm giving you the freedom. I want to see the work of the hands of Jesus upon my life. I want to see increase in my life, and everything that was from God that is diminishing will be restored back by the increase that comes from the Holy Ghost. Ah, come on, church. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 13, verse 11. Acts chapter 13, 11.
And now, indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time.
Well, we know the story. When you read the book of the Acts, you find that Paul is preaching in a particular place, and a man by the name of Paulus, however way you want to pronounce it, that's fine. He was kind of governor in that city, and he wanted to give his life to Jesus, and somebody suddenly came and stopped him. This guy was a sorcerer, a magician, and the magic did not have power. Paul recognized, hey, this person wants to come to church, this person wants to get saved, he wants to come closer to God, and here this man, a magician, a sorcerer, trying to stop him from coming to the Lord. So Paul said, Lord, let your hand be upon this guy. And the moment Paul prayed concerning the work of the hands of God, praise the name of the Lord, the hand of God came upon this magician, and he was blinded. He was blinded by his own spell, and he could not control or stop from somebody from coming to Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you, if there have been people or things that has been stopping you, I pray the hand of the Lord shall come upon you, where you will find you have access into God's presence, where nobody can stop you, nobody can block you, that you can have the liberty of the Holy Ghost to come into the presence of Jesus Christ, that nobody will steal you away from the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody who's subverting the truth, somebody who's stopping somebody from coming to Jesus Christ, let me tell you, the hand of the Lord will come upon them to stop them from doing what they're doing. Do you believe that? Amen. Command ye the Lord concerning the work of his hands. The book of Exodus chapter 3. When you read 19 and 20 verse, it says that the children of Israel were in Egypt in bondage, and God is speaking through Moses, and God says to the children of Israel, listen, God says to them, the hand of the Lord shall come upon you. Are you with me? Three things shall happen. The hand of the Lord shall be against your enemy, Pharaoh, who stops you from your liberty. Some people feel chained. Some people feel like a slave. They feel like a victim. They feel they are tied down somewhere. They want to make progress. They want to go to fulfill the promises of God, but they feel as if something is holding them back. I pray even this evening, this word will set you free, and the hand of God will come upon you against the thing that has been controlling you, so that you will be free to walk forth into the liberty that God has kept for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says there, not only shall the hand of the Lord shall be against the enemy, but the hand of the Lord shall come upon them. And the Bible says, Israel, you shall find favor with God, and you will be filled with every blessing that God has appointed for you in Egypt, the gold and the silver shall come to you because the favor of God shall come upon you. Let me tell you something, my brother, my sister, even this evening, considering the work of the hands of Jesus Christ, ask Him today, and the hand of the Lord is a hand of favor. It will give you unprecedented favor, blessings that you never thought possible, blessings that you thought you lost in your slavishness, in your backsliding, in your struggles, will return back to you. For every year that the enemy has held you bound, there shall be an interest that comes forth from God, a multiplication of His grace and blessing, and you shall come forth from Egypt in the blessing of God, in the prosperity of God. Lift your hands and say, that word is for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and say, place it all in the hands of Jesus. Place it all. Place it all. Place it all in the hands of Jesus. Place it all in the hands of Jesus. Acts, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. Moses laid hands upon Joshua. And the Bible says Joshua was filled with the wisdom from God. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. I pray this evening that I would lay hands upon some of you. I'm feeling a strong anointing upon me to just lay hands upon you, that your foolishness might go, that you might have the wisdom that comes from God. There is power in the laying on of hands. God will place His hand over your hand when you obey His word. He was filled with wisdom. Genesis chapter 49. Jacob, in his old age, is looking at his grandchildren. And the Bible says he looked at the grandchildren and he laid hands upon them and blessed them. Can you imagine that? Do you believe in a God who can bless generationally? Not only your children, but your children's children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. By the laying on of hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Any time when God moves a servant of God to lay hands upon you, receive it and say, this blessing is not only for me, but for my generations. The blessing of God, the hand of the Lord shall come over the hand of the servant of God to release for the blessing of God generationally. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, there is power in the work of the hands of God. There is power in the work of the hands of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I was looking at it, I was looking at it. Job, even at, in his old age, the Bible says, he saw his children's children. He saw his children's children up to the fourth generation. He was past 100 when he had his second set of children, but he saw his children's children, even unto four generations. Can you imagine that you and me, God has called us to be a blessing generationally. As a matter of fact, most of us, we had the privilege to see four generations. Are you with me? I've already seen my parents' generation. I've seen my grandparents. Now I've seen my child. God has blessed me to see that. Amen. But that's already four generations. I've seen my grandparents. I received the blessings from them. I saw my parents' generation, I'm seeing my generation, and the generation after. Most of the people get to see anyway four generations in their lifetime. But there is a blessing that comes forth from you unto the third and the fourth generation. When you open your mouth and say, Lord, I command you concerning the work of the hands, I want you, Jesus, to bless my generations by the power of your Holy Spirit, and I want to lay hands upon them and I want to bless them in the name of the Lord, and there shall be blessings that will flow through. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the word bless means to open your mouth and speak well. Are you with me? Sometimes you just need to look at your children, you need to look at another generation and you just speak nice to them. And you won't realize, the moment you open your mouth and speak, the hand of the Lord will come upon them. Don't look at a boy who is not studying well and say, you're stupid. Tell him, the wisdom of God is upon you and the wisdom of God will come upon that person. Don't look at somebody who is afraid and say, oh my God, that girl is so afraid. Look at the child and say, oh my God, the courage and the boldness of the Holy Spirit of God is going to come upon you and the hand of the Lord shall come upon that child. Are you with me? You need to open your mouth and speak the blessing of God. Speak a blessing, 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 blessing upon the generations that God brings into your hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? The Bible says in Acts chapter 19 and verse 11, in the church at Ephesus, Paul laid hands and the Holy Ghost came upon them. Can you imagine the Holy Ghost? Paul laid hands and the Holy Ghost came upon them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Look at your hands. I wonder how your hands are. Your heart, your hand reveals your heart. Your hands reveal your heart. If you're close to God, most of the time your posture will be like this. Anytime you learn to open your heart, your hand will slowly start opening out. You look at the heart of Jesus by looking into his hands. He showed his heart. Nail-pierced hands. He said, I've shed all of my blood for you. My hands are pierced. Look at my hands and you know my heart. Are you with me? There are people who don't realize there is power in their hands because of the hand of God over their lives. You can either be tight-fisted or open-handed. There are many who are just holding on to what they have. Just trying to survive, clenched fist, clenched hand. And there are many who are surrendered, say, Lord, take all, everything belongs to you. Everything of me belongs to you, Lord. Everything of me belongs to you, Lord. I like how Peter died for Jesus. The Bible says he had to open forth his hands. And he was pierced on the cross like Jesus died. Are you with me? He said, Lord, I'm not worthy to die like you. I don't want to die like you on the cross. Like you. So you know what the martyrs did? The people who murdered him did? They hung him upside down. But his hands were stretched out. He said, this life I give to you. Jesus, you have done me no harm. You shed your blood for me. You opened your heart for me. Now I want to open my heart and I want to open my hands for you. And I pray that in this church, God will raise up people who will give up their lives for Jesus Christ. The week after, I'm traveling into one of the most, it's a stronghold in India, the place called Panipat. The battle of Panipat, praise the Lord. But by the time we reach there, there won't be any battle. The Lord would have given us victory. Praise the Lord. We're going there with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Years back I said, Lord, if I live, I want to live for you. If I die, I want to die for you. Whether I live or I die, I belong to you. And when God blessed me with a child, and every time I hold her, my eyes well up with tears. And I said, thank you for this blessing, Lord. It's from you. But I said, Lord, I don't know how to look after this child. I've dedicated my life to your work. I want to be a martyr for you. I want to serve you. But I'm going to commit this child into your hands. This baby belongs to you. But that's not going to stop me from going forth for you in the front lines for the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is asking many of you, how is your hand? The hand of the Lord is for you. The hand of the Lord is not against you. God wants you to command him concerning the work of his hands. But at the same time, he's looking at how your heart is responding to the work that he's doing forth for you. Open your hearts, open your lives. Don't be closed, don't have a clenched fist. Give everything to the Lord. Just give your whole life to Jesus. There are more and more people who come into church who are self-centered and just surviving and holding on to everything that they have. Not able to let go of anything. It is one thing to say Jesus. It is another thing to say like Thomas did, my Lord and my God. It is another thing to say, Jesus, you are my Lord. Are you with me? If he has to be the Lord, he has to be in charge over your life. It is easy for us to come and offer him half an hour worship and, you know, just a few songs and read a few scriptures and hear a good message and shake hands with somebody and put some money in the offering box and go. But is Jesus the Lord over your life? Is he like Thomas? Thomas said in John 11:16, let's go and die with him. And he did that. In between, people tell him he was a doubting Thomas. But look at him. When Jesus came into the room and opened forth his hands and said, Thomas, listen, look at my hands. Touch my wounds. I'm not a ghost. This is not a made up story. Jesus saying, listen, I died for you. Look at my wounds. I've resurrected from the dead. He showed his hands. And Thomas says, Lord, my Lord and my God. I won't doubt you anymore. You are real. I've seen your hands. And that Thomas came all the way to India and died up there in Tamil Nadu. And here we are in the church, playing church. Just sing a few songs, clap a hand, man, go. But my brother, my sister, this evening, God is exhorting you. Look at the work of his hands, how he showed his heart. And you reveal your heart to him and say, Jesus, you are my Lord. My Lord, my God. What is the hands of God? What is the blessing of the Lord? 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 13. The work of his hands. 1 Samuel 7 verse 13.
So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come any more into the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel.
The hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Samuel's mother was a praying mother. My mother is here. She is a praying mother. Samuel's mother prayed and got this blessing from God of Samuel. Samuel is a man of prayer. He was a man of fasting. And as long as he was seeking the heart of God and fasting and praying, the Bible says the hand of the Lord all through the lifetime of Samuel was against the Philistines, and the Philistines could not win. Are you with me? How many of you would like to see a victory of the Lord where the enemy cannot touch you? No weapon that's fashioned against you cannot prosper because you fast, you pray, and you command him concerning the work of his hands. Psalm 78 verse 41. Just two, three more scriptures and we're going to pray together. Psalm 78 verse 41, verse 42. Psalm 78 verse 42, God is saying there's something from with pain in his heart. He's saying, my people have not remembered the work of my hands, how I delivered them. In other words, God is saying, listen, do you know that how I've delivered you? Have you lost sight of how I've kept you all these years? Have you lost sight of how I've protected you? You might have gone through a storm, you might have gone through a trial, you might have gone through a surgery, you might have gone through a divorce, you would have gone through a pain, you would have gone through something that is challenging. But hasn't the hand of the Lord kept you? Hasn't the eye in you still alive? Isn't his hand still working for you? Forget it not. Look at somebody and say, forget not the work of his hands. Forget not. Forget not the work of his hands. Numbers 11 verse 23. Numbers 11 verse 23.
And the Lord said to Moses, has the Lord's arm been shortened? Now you shall see whether my word will befall you or not.
See, Moses is saying, is the hand of the Lord short? Now you will see my words shall come to pass. In other words, God can provide you with the miracles. You read that chapter. You are saying miracles are over. You are saying healing is over. You are saying God won't work anything more. There is not going to be supernatural provisions. And Moses is saying, listen, is the hand of the Lord short? In my life I have seen times where I felt as if the hand of the Lord is short. And I wanted a miracle for somebody and I prayed for a miracle for somebody. It has not happened. But that doesn't stop me from preaching and believing in what God's word has to say. I'm not going to trust in my experience. And because the word of the Lord did not seem to work for somebody, does not mean the word of the Lord will not work at all. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust Him at His word. If five people are not healed, I've seen 50 others healed. If two people's needs were not met and they're kind of grumpy and restless and upset, I've seen 200 other people in my life who have seen the hand of God come upon them and set them free. You go to a doctor, and if the doctor does not treat you and you die in an operation table, do you say, I don't believe in hospitals anymore, I don't believe in doctors anymore, I'm never going to go to a hospital? Do you say that? You don't. But so sad that there are many who come to church. They trusted in God to give them a miracle or a deliverance or a healing. And for a time or for a season, it seems as if nothing happened. And they say, the hand of the Lord won't work for me. I won't go to church anymore. I won't pray anymore. I won't read God's word anymore. No, no, no. The hand of the Lord is not short. The Lord's hand will work miracles for you. Lift your hand and say, the hand of the Lord shall work miracles for me. Lift your hands and give it a shout. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The hand of the Lord. Speak to the Lord concerning the work of His hands. How many of you will take time this week to speak to the Lord concerning the work of His hands? Let me see you. Three last scriptures. Isaiah 45 verse 12. Isaiah 45 verse 12.
I have made the earth and created man on it. It was I, my hands, that stretched out of the heavens, and all their host I have commanded.
The Lord is saying, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens. Can you imagine that God actually stretched out like a curtain the heavens with His hands? The galaxies, the Milky Way, I mean, that's just one of the galaxies. The amount of stars, the amount of suns and moons. Do you know that it's just not for Earth, for other galaxies too there are. That's what the scientists found out. God created, He stretched it out by His hands. That's the power. That's the power that we're speaking about. You want to see the glorious power of God coming upon you, making a new world for you. The hand of the Lord. Something new. You want to see some new creation? Amen. The hand of the Lord. Lift your hand and say, the hand of the Lord. Stretched forth the heavens. Stretched forth the heavens. Stretched forth. Brought forth something. Isaiah 49 verse 15. This is a scripture that you should by heart it. How many of you will by heart this scripture? If you do not know this, by heart it. This is the one scripture that will keep you in Jesus for life. Isaiah 49 verse 15.
Can a woman forget her suckling child?
Yes.
That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yeah, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee.
16th verse. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. Read from verse 14 onwards. Zion is saying, the Lord has forgotten us. The Lord doesn't care. The Lord has forsaken me. I can't feel His presence. It looks like God is not there for me. And God is saying, can a woman forget a child? Can she not have compassion on her womb, on the son of her womb? Even if she should forget, I will not forget you, for I have carved you on the palm of my hand. I cannot forget you, say the Lord. I've carved you on the palm. I've tattooed you. You know, children are most loved by their grandparents normally. That's what I see. Never, 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 never ask a grandparent about their grandchild. You know, sometimes when Bishop Boyle comes here and then we go out for dinner, and sometimes, you know, I kept my mouth shut. You know, sometimes you ask him, so how are your grandchildren? And the next 2 hours he wants to show me the picture. This is when she didn't blow her nose, and this is after she blew the nose, and this is when she was playing in the dirt, and this is when she went to the beach. And he has to take out his iPad or his phone, and he has to go on showing him. This is how she looks like now. Last year she was just 4 feet tall, now she's 4 feet and a half inch. I mean, can go on and on and on and on and on and on. And that's what God is saying. I love you so much, I've not forgotten you. I've not forsaken you. I've engraved you on the palm of my hand. I can look at you and go on and on and on and on. I can say something nice about you. Keep going on and on and on about you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give Him glory. He loves you with an everlasting love. His love. In Isaiah 65 verse 1 and 2. The Lord is saying, I stretched out my hands to a rebellious nation. These people were rebellious, but I didn't forsake them. They were stubborn, but I stretched out my hand. I stretched out my hand. I stretched out my hand. Can you imagine that? There was this great boxer, I forget his name. A boxer. You know, it was by the reach of his hands. Any good guy that he came, I mean, who boxed against him, a world champion, much before Cassius Clay, the guy before that. Before Superman, you know what I mean? Muhammad Ali. This guy was there. And this guy's specialty was the fact that he had a longer reach. So he would reach. And I wonder how your hands are when you hear about the work of the hands of the Lord. Do you reach? Do you reach? Somebody who's backslidden, gone away from you, gone away from the Lord. Do you just reach? Do you reach? Or are you like, it doesn't bother me, I'm my brother's keeper. What is your natural response? Are you somebody who will put your hand up, or do you put your hand down? I want this church to be a hands up church. You know what I mean? Surrendered church. Anytime, who is going to fast and pray for the church? It's not like, but there's nobody else. Who's going to fast and pray for the pastor? Hands up, church. Look at somebody and say, be a hands up church. A church that is surrendered before the Lord. You used to play and say, you know, what is it? Bang, bang. Surrender. Bang, bang. Surrender. The same way, every time you hear the word of God, every time God convicts you, every time His hand is reaching out to you, say, I surrender. I give up. I don't hold on to my rights, to my decisions, my plans. I surrender. I give up everything for Jesus. Your will be done. Your will be done. Speak to Him concerning the work of His hands. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Would you dedicate your heart and your life to Jesus and say, Lord, I want to command you concerning the work of your hands. I want to experience your love, your mercy, your compassion. Once again, I want to draw close to you. I want to see your nail-pierced hands. I know your heart, Lord, that you love me. You love me with an everlasting love. I give myself to you. Place your life in the hands. In the hands of Jesus. A surrender. Open your mouth and say, I place my life. I place my family. I place my church. I place everything that I have. In the hands of Jesus. 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 Amen.